It's 6 o'clock on Friday, the 17th of February. Good morning. This is Today with Michelle Hussain and Justin Webb.
The headlines this morning. The Prime Minister is about to meet political leaders in Belfast with a deal with the EU on the Northern Ireland Protocol, thought to be close to completion. With more nurses' strikes announced, there are warnings the dispute risks the government's pledge to reduce NHS waiting times in England. Also in today's programme, we hear from the British search and rescue team, including medics, who've been working in the rubble in Turkey.
Hello. Hello. It's Malcolm.
Shalama.
The doctor.
Shalama. Is it okay?
Okay, yeah, okay. Okay.
And? We'll hear how plans for a singing clock in Birmingham are going. The BBC News is read by Jane Steele.
Thank you. 24 minutes past seven. How will you tell the time at the HS2 station that's being built in Birmingham? Here is how. Yes, seriously. Human chimes. People from the Birmingham area were asked to come and donate their voices. Many did. Today's the last day of recording, I think. And Andy Ingemels is an experimental musician, a composer who's been doing the recording those voices for the clock, and is on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Tell us how it came about, what the thinking was, and then what the plan was.
So the project was devised by the artist Susan Phillips, who's a sound artist, and she put forward this wonderful proposal to come up with a big circle of gigantic speakers that are going to be set into the concrete and the concourse of the station. And every hour on the hour, those speakers are going to chime with the sound of Birmingham voices. So it's almost like an audio portrait of the city, but that also serves as a clock for the station. So it might not be the most reliable for telling the time, but it certainly will be an interesting thing to walk past.
Whose voices are they?
So we're aiming to get 1,092 in total. We've got 1,024 at the moment, so we've got that last push today to record. But we've got voices from all across the city. We've got really young people, we've got really old people, we've also got people who are in the middle of their life and teenagers. And it's just been incredible to meet so many different people when we've been recording. A lot of people come in and they say, oh, I can't sing, I only sing in the shower, I only do karaoke. But then you sit them down, you warm their voice up, and everyone has a really unique sound
and
that they make.
Do you give them a note to sing?
Yeah, so they come in and I usually start by just asking them their name, get them to relax a bit. Then we'll do a warm-up. We do various different warm-ups, and sometimes I'll just get people to give me a blast of their favourite song. Sometimes we've had people who've come in and they write their own lyrics, and then I kind of try and judge what note would be suitable for them. And also I have to think about, you know, what notes we need, and I play it on the piano and get them to sing it back.
And when it happens, mm-hmm. it's going to be noisy, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it'll only be noisy once every hour for about a minute, so hopefully it's right. Not going to put people off. And, you know, we've got some people who've been very nervous, some very young people who come and almost whisper their note. And then, mm-hmm. as you heard on that example chime, we had a heavy metal singer who gave us a big falsetto scream. So I think I'd probably use his falsetto scream maybe at sort of 9 a.m.
Oh, so it's, wake people up. Yeah, so you've got ranges not only of what notes they're singing, but mm-hmm. also the way they sing it, the volume.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, there's going to be chimes as well in the middle of the night. So I'm going to use some of these quieter tones to blend in, make the chimes for the nighttime, and then use some really bold, joyful sounds to wake everyone up in the morning. So it'll be a bit different, a bit of a mix. So hopefully it's not going to keep people up at night.
Is it a mix across the day too? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, do some people's voices, I don't know, I'm looking at Michelle, and do some people's voices suit different times of the day, or
I'd say so. Well, I mean, so I think for the midday chime is going to be a big one. You know, there's going to be 12 different tones being sounded at midday, and so I guess I'd be thinking about people who kind of have a nice mid-range voice, something that's going to be really bold, something that's going to be really bright sounding for that time. And then I think as we get towards the evening, perhaps, and into the night, sort of people with a dusky kind of sultry tone, perhaps lower voices, that kind of thing. So yeah, I'm just going to, once I've got all these 1,090 voices, I'm just going to be auditing them, listening to them, seeing which ones work with which other ones.
It's a fantastic idea.
Andy saying that the sort of nice of better voices are in the evening. I like the sound of the dusky, sultry tones. I fear we don't have them.
Oh, that's very true. Yeah, well, I suppose that's the thing. I try and encourage people to give me those dusky tones. So Susan Phillips, who conceived of the idea of the project, she's very much interested in the human breath. I worked with her on an earlier project called War Damaged Musical Instruments, where she'd asked me to play the bugle from The Charge of the Light Brigade. Mm. And she was really keen for the sound of the breath to be coming through these holes that had been pierced through the bell of the bugle. And I'm trying to get, not something similar for this, but to get people to really explore how their breath interacts with their singing voice.
Okay. Well, look, well done to everyone who's been selected. Andy Ingemels, thank you. You'll hear it, of course, but not till, well, whenever it is. 2028, I think, is the plan, isn't it? If indeed it happens. But presumably the clock will happen, even if the train doesn't.
Even if the train doesn't.
Bye.
Simon's here with the sport. Not